Oh, she owes me now for 19 hours of sitting, and I tell her, see you later. And she waves to me as I go out the door. I'm mad going home. There was that feeling of the machine gun not going off. There were those bright, hot lights inside. There was me knowing something had to get done and knowing Jolly wasn't going to do it, and I'm mad. I kick a candy wrapper under the seat in front of me on the bus. I listen to my teeth scraping each other. I watch it begin to rain out the window, and there's that microphone against my brain, and I don't know what to say into it.
LaVonne is mad, but she doesn't know what to do about it. She says she feels like there's a microphone pressing against her brain and she doesn't know what to say into it. That's a great way to describe the fact that she wants to express something, but doesn't know how. That's a big difference I've noticed between LaVonne and Jolly. When Jolly gets mad, she loses control and blows up. LaVonne, on the other hand, pretty much keeps everything inside. Let's go to chapter 38 on page 100.